Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today, of all days, Tuesday, Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, my friend.
Got a lot coming up, guys. We're flying out to the Perform Better. By the time you guys are listening to this, it'll be over with. So hopefully we got a chance to meet you at the Perform Better Summit in Providence, Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. Northeast.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time out there lately.
Yeah.
And we're spending more time out there coming up.
Yep. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So, guys, I want to get right into this episode. Got a ton of stuff to cover today. And really what I'm talking about, and you can tell it by the title, it's like fast cash, quick death, right? It's like, or slow death.
Yeah.
Challenges. They're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But what I think the missing link to this whole conversation about, should you run a challenge and this type of challenge and free challenge and internal and external, all these things. Let's take a trip back into the past for a second. We used to call these things bracketed programs.
Correct.
Okay. What's the difference between a challenge and a bracketed program? Really, essentially, it's a start date and an end date. It's XYZ inclusion in the program, and it's a set price. Like, that's call it a low barrier offer, bracketed program, short-term offer, front-end offer, challenge, etc. The challenge culture in fitness isn't going to ever go away. And there's a clear-cut reason for that. Because it's the consumer that's driving the actions, meaning they see the offer, they decide they can do that thing for a short amount of time. The key to this is it's got an end date.
Yep.
There's no lifestyle, long-term commitment.
It's a micro-commitment, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I can do that for 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 12 weeks, 1 month, whatever the thing is. But what you have to understand, and the younger gym owners, you need to know this now up front before you do these and understand, like, you are not running your normal business as you think you're running it. You are now in a different business model.
Mm-hmm.
When you're running a challenge, you're in a different business model. That is your business model. Your business model is to get people in the door, churn and burn, low commitment, no real lifestyle style clients in there, and hope they stay, and then do it over again and repeat the process. It's a grind. Mm-hmm. Your business changes from serving the client, delivering a great product on the training floor and getting results for your clients, changes from that to a marketing and sales company.
Correct.
All you're thinking about every single day is calling leads, getting people in the door. What's the next hook? What's the next challenge? When can we run this for summer, for fall, for January, for transformation, for this? This is your life. And if you just signed up to be a coach, to train people and do this long-term, like, hey, I want to change your life over the long-term, challenges ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a different model. Well, Tim, they work. They work to bring in the wrong clients.
There you go.
That's what I'm really saying. Can they work for you as a large group, lots of bodies, cheap front, you know, cheap membership? Sure. But that's the farthest thing from what we teach. That's the opposite of what we believe you should be in. We believe you should be the highest price.
Yeah.
We believe you should over deliver to your clients. We believe that, you know, you can have long-term clients. I've got a slide coming up in the Perform Better. It's got 9 clients worth over $500,000 to this mm-hmm. business because they're lifestyle clients. They've been with us, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 years. They didn't come in on challenge. They could care less about challenge. They don't want nothing to do with the challenge.
Yeah, they would probably leave if we ran a challenge.
Yep. And I would much rather have a whole gym full of lifestyle clients, the ones that are going to be on that slide that you're going to see at the Grow Summit and at, you know, here at the Perform Better Summit. that's the gym I want. It's the gym you would love to have, because these clients are so great to have.
Yeah.
They bring, you know, there's no, hey, you know, I'm, you know, I didn't think about, let's go back for a second. The thing about the challenge mindset, not only is it a short-term mindset, there's a specific goal involved.
Yeah.
And one of two things can happen when you have a specific goal that you're either promising, or if they got locked into their brain that they want. They either hit their goal and they're out of pain and they say, thank you, yep. I checked the box,
yep,
and they leave. Or they don't hit their goal and they leave because they didn't hit their goal. It's like a lose-lose.
Yeah, and I mean, we've said it time and time again, like the challenge, one of the issues with challenges is it pins you against, the, like you as a gym owner, mm-hmm. against the client. The client and you are not on the same page. They're not coming for a long-term solution to their problem. They're coming for a short-term solution. Fix to what they're experiencing. Yeah. And the problem is the onus is on you as a gym owner to provide that with them, but while educating them that, hey, you're getting this quick result that we're focused on, but this is something that you're going to have to continue to do for the rest of your life. It's not an authentic sale in the end, you know, like the way that it's presented. And you're not going to get the clients coming to your door that have that understanding already. You know, there's two ways to make a buck. There's endless ways to make a buck. But I would much rather have the gym that's got four quarters to create a dollar than 10 dimes.
100 pennies.
Or 100, there you go, or even 100 pennies. Because again, the challenge, we're talking extremely low value per client. We're pushing things like the discount, a free offer to get started. Everything that the psychology into it has created is designed to get the person today. Hook them, get them in the business, whatever it takes. It's a desperation play to get somebody in the door today. If you're operating out of desperation, you're doing things that fall in line with that. You're changing your business model. You're catering to what I have to do to get these people the results that they came in for. Mm-hmm. When it goes against the whole beliefs of what you're probably teaching, you know, your average client that you want to work with,
yeah.
should be presented with and educated on and taught and all of those things, or trained. You know what I mean? Like, you're changing everything to cater to something that is not sustainable.
Yeah, I want to tell a quick story about when we had Jeff Hoffman come out, sure. to our Iron Circle event, and he told this great story. He went out on a sales call. He was trying to understand the sales process. I don't remember what company it was, but the guys were selling through a PowerPoint slideshow, and the process, they would go into the office, they would put up the PowerPoint, and they would start, you know, going through their slide deck. And the first person that he went through, went through the whole slideshow and, you know, felt like he had a really good conversation with the guy. And when they left and they got back in the car, Jeff says, how do you think that went with the sales guy? And the guy's like, man, that was a really good, I feel like he's going to give us a shot. You know, I feel like we'll follow up. He said he'll follow up with us next week and all this stuff, right? And they drove off and Jeff was like, you know, didn't say anything, right? And they go to the next sales consultation or the presentation. And by the time the sales guy put the second slide up, the lady was like, yes, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. And the guy's like, oh, hold on, I got 19 more slides to go. And Jeff's like, shut your mouth. She said she wants the thing. And unfortunately, we try to, he goes, and so the moral of the story was, it's like, you need to find your second slide customers. Yeah. You need to find the customers that you don't have to bury into the ground through sales tactics to get them to say yes. Focus on the people that are red. They know what you do and they love it and they just want to sign up with you.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And that's essentially what we do here is, mm-hmm. we find our second slide customers because we attract the people that know and love what we do, because through our marketing and our education and through other clients that they're here for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to throw a sales hook on the front end of this deal just to get them to, like, force them into sell. Versus the challenge style client, that's what it is. You have to dupe and try to hook and sell. And what you were saying earlier, it's like it's not an authentic sale. And the funny thing is with the challenges, you have to paint the challenge as the best thing since sliced bread. This is the challenge that's going to change your life. This is all you need. Sign up for our thing. You got to have it because this is going to work for you. And by the time the challenge is done, you have to like go against your word and say that challenge was just the beginning. No, yeah. That's not going to change your life. What you really need to do is sign up for us for the next year. That's going to change your life. And like, what are you doing here? You're duping the consumer two different ways. And it's just like, look, guys, we know it's going to get people in the door, but you as the owner have to change your model to fit those ethics. And honestly, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I'm not into it here. So we haven't run it. By the way, we did it. We didn't know any better. Like, well, this was early years and years ago. We're like, let's try that. Let's try this. We're trying to find our feet in some of these, and everybody does. That's why you're listening to the show, so you don't have to make the same mistakes that we did and other gym owners are doing right now. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
And so, like, are we anti-challenge? Not necessarily anti-challenge. We're just, it's a different model.
Yeah.
If you want that model, it works for you over there, and your life's going to be churn and burn, can't get people to stay long-term, low price points, convincing them to buy, convincing them that was just a step in the right direction. And over here, you need to convince that to buy. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. And there's a couple things about that. One, I could see it more sustainable for a low value membership on the back end, right? If you've got $149 membership for the whole month and you're doing team training and things like that, probably an easier conversion into your normal memberships. If you're running a personal training studio, semi-private, and you're doing $400 or $500 a month, and you're bringing somebody in on a challenge, it's $500 for 6 weeks, and there's a money back guarantee and all of the, you know, hook that goes into all of the,
or a 21 for 21 or a 30 days for 99 or whatever.
Yeah.
Any of those things.
You know, the reason you do a challenge is to get you a position to have long-term clients. The reason that you market is for long-term members. Like, that is the goal of all of it. The challenge creates a short-term mentality.
Yep.
And then you have to go combat everything that you just offered and told them is the way, like you said, into, oh, hey, well, that wasn't the ticket. This is actually what you need for the long haul.
Yeah.
At what point does that, like, the whole goal for marketing is to build trust, build that like, trust, and respect factor. Somebody's going to decide to work with you for a period of time, and hopefully a long period of time. You just shot yourself in the foot maybe 6 weeks into a relationship that you just started with this client, by then having to pivot and be like, oh, cool, well, now I got this for you, and it's twice the cost of what you've been paying.
Half the value.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way to pivot that and have the consumer feel good about the decision that they made to get started and then what they have to do to continue with your business.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other end of the spectrum. Like you said, if you know who you attract, like who you want to attract, if you know that lifestyle client, if you know your avatar client really well, you position marketing into your marketing, your advertising into the marketplace, and you acquire those clients for nothing more than long-term memberships from the start.
Yep.
That is a systemized business that runs like a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. You might not get 50 new clients every single month, but you don't need 50 new clients every month because your offer is in alignment with what you're providing. They're coming in, getting exactly what they thought, the solution that they were initially presented, that they've been looking for, and they're signed up for a year. It's an entirely,
or 15 years.
Or the end. Yeah, exactly. But you're not challenging the relationship. You're not stressing the relationship. You're not changing things on something that you just established with that client in order to move them to a long-term client. Right out of the gate, you got somebody who's understands the task at hand, understand that this is a lifestyle, long-term commitment to get the results, keep them. And to me, a challenge, it ultimately always rolls back to desperation for me, because I like the gym owners that I speak to, they're always in a place where they're like, oh, I need sales today. Well, yeah, but wouldn't you rather have an annual agreement signed than 6 weeks where you might be giving that money back to a client, or, you know, you have to go sell them again in order to have that membership. Like, let's just skip all the minutia and just go right to the solution you provide that you want to provide, right? Like, and that's another thing is like the integrity of you as a gym owner selling something you don't believe in. I guarantee most gym owners that are selling challenges don't believe that that's the right solution for their client, but they'll do it because they're desperate, because they need the cash today.
Yep. And they also, the other side of that is they go for a paid in full, get the money now. And the reason I believe most gyms go for that, other than needing the money, is they don't trust the client's going to be there for a year.
Yeah.
And yeah, not every client stays for a year. Honestly, you got to track your numbers, but like, if you're doing it right, they're staying for a year, 2 years, and 5 years.
That to me is a perfect example for why you need a coach or a consultant in your business, because you're changing your sales process and your marketing to fix a retention problem that's not gotten, like, it is a byproduct of what you've been offering. Mm-hmm. But if your service was what it could be, you wouldn't have the churn. You wouldn't have to replace as many clients every month. You wouldn't have, you know, that feeling of desperation because people are coming and leaving every month. Mm-hmm. If you build the system the right way, acquire clients consistently month over, and just work on building that EFT, you can build yourself out of that hole in 2 months, 3 months that you've been in for years because you're doing the short-term fix type mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
It provides an opportunity in the marketplace for gyms. It'll always have some legs, but I there's nothing about it I can wrap my mind around to say this is the way to get a long-term sustainable business built.
Right. Yeah. Short-term fix. So that's the topic. That's the title of the episode. So listen, guys, that's what you need to know. There's a different model. You're changing what you offer, and you're going to run that play for a long time. And I have got a graph on this. It's pretty cool. I'm sharing it both events. It's essentially like a sine wave up and down. Every time you run a challenge, they lose. So it's like your revenue is up and down. In the client or the gym that just signs up 10 to 12 clients every month with a 5% attrition over the long term, yeah, in the first year, they're losing to the challenge style gym. But over year two and then on into infinity, it's just like this exponential growth over a long term.
So my buddy Rick always uses the 20-mile marchment, you know, story. That's exactly what it is, you know, that consistent building over time. I mean, you get to a position in a couple of months where you never have to think about that again.
Yeah.
You've built that base to a point where a challenge is just not going to get you there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're always going to be chasing your tail, trying to recoup the people that are walking back out that door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're shelling.
And it's heavy. We've had intimate conversations and coaching with gyms that run hard challenge plays and been doing it for a while. And they come to us looking for the fix. And we go back and look at their numbers. It's incredible how many clients they sign up and how many they lose.
There's clients that have worked with us that have built sustainable businesses and then have decided to go run a challenge and have destroyed.
Yep, that happens
too. Long-term businesses.
It's just, yeah. There's nothing fun or I mean, I guess it is when you weigh your bank account, right? I guess it's fun there, but like it's the 20-mile grind. You're doing all the same things. It's a slow, you know, burn or whatever, slow growth phase. But it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kicker, right? It's just like, yeah, maybe you don't sign up 50, you know, maybe you don't have 50 people coming in and doing a challenge in your gym and you keep, you know, 20. And then over the next 3 months, three are still there. It's, hey, we signed up 8. We signed up 12, 15 this month, back to 8, maybe another 10. We lost 3. We lost 2. And these other ones are staying here for, you know, years on end. That's the way. So listen, guys, I'm excited to share all this stuff on stage with you at the Grow Summit, at the Perform Better. Hell, we're doing we're doing some webinars and all kinds of stuff coming up. So hopefully you can tune in and you kind of understand what kind of where we're coming from. We got some graphs and data for it. Data. But that's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you understand the challenge life. The challenge life is no life for me. Pirate's life. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing your life. I'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.